Welcome back to Giants.com. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk, and here are your three matchups to watch when the Giants take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday at 1 o'clock at MetLife Stadium. Now, Paul, unfortunately for the Giants, they are not playing for playoff position. Both the Eagles and the Giants are out of postseason play. But Giants quarterback Eli Manning says this game is still very important.
Well, I think just going into the offseason and not feeling too down. Obviously, you're disappointed, but kind of have that last memory to be something you'd be proud of. And so, all you can do is handle the circumstances that you're in. This is our circumstance, so try to make the best of it and get a win.
And Paul, the old cliche is play for pride, but it's a little bit more than that.
Well, it is, because not only are these guys playing to feel good about themselves, they want to go into the offseason feeling a whole lot better. They're also looking at what's going to happen next year with the schedule. A lot of things happen with the permutations and the Rubik's Cube that the schedule brings. So the matchups will, of course, be determined by what happens this weekend. But I'll tell you something else. There's some guys playing for some records. Odell Beckham's playing for a couple of receiving records in Giants history. Eli himself needs three touchdown passes to tie Y.A. Tittle for the all-time Giants touchdown pass record in the season, which was 36. So those are some things to keep an eye on.
You mentioned looking ahead to the schedule. If the Giants win this game, they would finish in second place in the NFC East, which means they travel to Seattle. If they finish in third, they play the St. Louis Rams in London, England. So that's something to keep an eye on this week. And, of course, speaking of looking ahead to next season, well, the Eagles have started that process a little bit early.
Yes.
They decided to release their head coach, Chip Kelly. We talked to Giants offensive lineman Justin Pugh on how the head coaching change might change the Giants' preparation.
That's the same team. I mean, it's not like they're trotting out anyone different. And Chip Kelly's not going out there putting a helmet on. So I'm not really worried about what's going to happen. They know the game plan. They play their brand of football. So we got to go out there and we got to execute our game plan. We got to play a well-rounded game.
And Paul, Chip Kelly got let go on Tuesday night. It was after practice. Bottom line, there's no way they have time to make any sort of significant change in their game plan and their X's and O's. But could they change things like their pace and maybe slow things down a little bit?
Potentially, that's about the only thing I think they can do. Pat Shurmur was their offensive coordinator. He is now their interim coach this week. Bradford, of the four 300-yard games he's had this year, two have come in the last month, which is pretty wild. So he's kind of getting hot. Jordan Matthews has two straight 100-yard receiving games. And you'll remember earlier this year when the Giants played down at the link, that was DeMarco Murray's only 100-yard rushing game in the season.
Hey, and one source of controversy with Chip Kelly this year with the Philadelphia Eagles has been the utilization of their three running backs. DeMarco Murray, their big free agent signing. They also brought in Ryan Matthews. And, of course, they have someone the Giants are very familiar with, running back Darren Sproles. We talked to Mark Herzlich about preparing for three very different running backs.
I honestly don't think he's going to feature one guy. At least, who knows what he's going to do. But, I think they're all very good and they all have their specific talents. He might feature certain guys in different areas than they have in the past. We have to really be ready for all three of them and understand what qualities each guy possesses so that way we can try to shut those down.
And, Paul, I guess that's another thing that could change how he decides to use these three backs in terms of number of carries, splitting the workload, and maybe trying to put DeMarco Murray in a better position, using him in running plays he might be more comfortable with.
Yeah, I would think that that's possible, but I will tell you this. The Giants' rush defense over the second half of the season has been pretty darn solid. They've only given up 100-yard rushing efforts to four different guys. One of them was a quarterback in Cam Newton a few weeks ago.
And last week's numbers don't look good on paper, but they were skewed by two long runs in the late
game. Exactly. Peterson had the one long one. McKinnon had the long touchdown run when the game was out of reach. So I really think this Giants rush defense has been something to be proud of over the course of the last half of the season.
Well, the Giants will try to get second place in the NFC East when they take on the division rival Philadelphia Eagles. Always a fun game. 1 o'clock, the weather should be nice, crisp December winter weather. Temperatures in the low 40s. We hope to see you out there at MetLife Stadium at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Everybody, happy New Year. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on game day.